This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. It's almost time for us to wrap up, but of course we do have one final story. Do we have any more messages?
Just very quickly, Maggie Bass sends in a message saying, freedom of speech should not be an excuse for being irresponsible, and if we need laws to keep check on such irresponsibility, why not? Truth should take precedence over irresponsible freedom. Why be afraid of rules if one had no intentions to break them in the first place?
Any of you in the studio use a Huawei phone or have used a Huawei phone or know anybody that does?
I know people who do.
It's quite popular here, right?
I've played around with a few of them as well, yeah. Good phones.
The P30 Pro seems to be doing quite well. There's this whole thing about the camera is very good, it's very Swift.
One of the best.
One of the best out there right now, selling very well across Southeast Asia. That could all be set to change very quickly with some of the announcements that Google and, of course, Alphabet have made over the last few days. Very quickly, I'll run through this. So Alphabet Inc.'s Google have suspended business with Huawei that requires the transfer of hardware, software, and technical services, except those publicly available via open source, in a blow to the Chinese technology company that the US government has sought to blacklist around the world. Several chip companies as well, including Qualcomm and Intel, have reportedly stopped supplying Huawei after the blacklist. Essentially, what this means is that Huawei will immediately lose access to updates to the Android operating system, and the next version of its smartphones outside of China will also lose access to popular applications and services, including the Google Play Store and Gmail app. Google will stop providing any technical support and collaboration for Android and Google services to Huawei going forward. This is a big deal.
Yeah, so I know a lot of people have this one question in mind. A lot of people who recently bought the Huawei P30 Pro or any other type of Huawei phones, you don't have to worry if you own a Huawei phone right now. Mm-hmm. What you have to worry is when Android releases an update, a newer update, the Android O or something like that, right? When they launch a new Android, you're not going to get it unless someone makes it available on open source and then they tweak it and then they'll get it. In terms of security fixes and bug fixes and vulnerabilities, you don't have to worry because Huawei came out and made a statement and said that existing phone users don't have to worry. They will patch any security flaws.
Yeah.
It is the upcoming phones that will have an impact. It's not just Google, by the way. It's also Intel and Qualcomm, who are chip makers, and they've all followed suit because of Trump's a ban on the trade war that's going on with China.
Just to add to that, Google Play and the security protections from Google Play Protect will continue to function on Huawei devices.
Security-wise, you're fine.
You're going to be fine.
You're not going to get new features and updates.
Yeah. So. The deal is, of course, partly because of what the ongoing trade war, like Jeff has just said, and things like their involvement with alleged espionage and one thing or another. It's had this huge rippling effect across the US, and I think the US have just said, enough's enough.
Can't trust anymore.
Yeah,
basically, it was. It was like, we can't trust Huawei anymore.
Right. And gone off.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, like, this also, the only thing I got from this, not the only thing, one of the things I got from this is how powerful Google's Play Store is with all this, like, how much of a market share they have. Like, when you say you block Google's Play Store, the whole, the entire ecosystem, the app ecosystem just crashes.
Yeah. 90% of Android would die because you have alternative Play Stores that is outside of Google Play that you can download, but
what's there?
I mean, and that was the thing. So I'm looking at discussions online about this, and people were saying, well, that's okay. Huawei will develop their own OS, and they were doing...
Who's going to develop the apps for those operating systems?
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. I mean, once you kill access to Google services, who is going to buy a phone that does not have YouTube on it, does not have Google Drive on it, does not have Google Maps on it outside of China?
Yeah. Outside of China,
right. Very few people will buy this phone, the next generation of
phones. The next generation of
phones. Outside of China.
Troubling times for Huawei. Yeah, we'll see how that happens. happens.
See what happens indeed. Folks, it's pretty much time for us to wrap up for today. But thank you very much for all of your comments, all of your tweets, all of your WhatsApp messages. If you want to keep the conversation going, you've still got a few minutes to keep the messages coming in.
Yeah.
Discussion, I'm guessing, on the Huawei deal will continue over the next few days. People will be picking up on this.
Steve Chong sent in a WhatsApp message saying that he regrets buying a Huawei and he definitely won't buy anyone anytime soon.
Yeah, I very nearly bought one over the weekend.
Actually, I wanted to send you a text when that came out.
You were like, close.
I was very close.
He asked me about it, like, you know, I think about a week ago. He asked me about it, you know, hey, what's a good Android phone? And I gave him a whole bunch of lists. And of course, Huawei is on that list too, because it's a good phone.
It is.
You know, but it's with this in mind, like, you don't want to spend a 3,000 ringgit of your hard earned cash on a phone that won't get any feature updates in the coming year or so, right?
Well, very sad, but there we are. I mean, this could potentially be the birth of a new Cold War between the US and China. Oh, joy. That's where we're sitting on right now, isn't it? Right. Time for us to wrap up then, ladies and gents. We started off, of course, with that story.
Yeah. So we talked about, you know, can fake news be fought with law? And we actually spoke to Linus Ng. He's a lawyer based in Singapore. So, of course, he knows a lot more about the act than we do.
Then we spoke about how Microsoft and Sony are teaming up for the future of gaming.
An unprecedented
gaming
alliance.
Yeah.
Can you say it like that?
No, but I'll say the unprecedented gaming alliance.
He's such a spoil sport. And then we wrapped up, of course, with how Google are suspending Huawei.
Yeah, Jeff. And we've got a message that came in on WhatsApp saying that you are underestimating Huawei, too much of white supremacy by reading only English media. Well, I guess, you know, the argument here is that, you know, outside of China, Huawei's largest market share is in Europe and in Asia, in this part of the world, right? Now, in Europe and in Asia, what we really want in the phone is Google Play services. Now, if you take the Google Play services out of the phone, what's going to happen to your phone? Your phone is going to be absolutely redundant, right? Mm. Now, you may say, yeah, you know, Huawei's got their operating system that's going to be, you know, come into place very soon. But it doesn't mean that all the apps, your Instagrams, YouTubes, and Google, and Gmail and stuff, that those apps will be able to be ported over to these things, right? So Huawei will still be a great phone manufacturer, no doubts about that, right? He also says, you know, watch out for Tencent. Yeah, I guess, you know, that's still a very Chinese market. They will sell billions of phones in China, but outside of China, they will have issues. People will look at Huawei and go like, you don't have Google Play, you don't have YouTube, I ain't going to do it.
Yep.
So it is tough times. It's not the end for Huawei. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. Huawei won't die. They will survive. But it's going to be a tough times. And you know what? This thing may be just temporary anyways, right? The trade war may end and then, you know, everything will be back to normal.
Yeah.
Back to square one. So yeah, we'll see how it goes. According to Eugene Tsang as well, he say we'll see how it goes. He loved his Huawei, but without Google, I don't think I can keep using them, but we'll see how it goes. So yeah.
There you go now. Don't go anywhere. Coming up after the news, of course, it is the Breakfast Grill replay. The economic theory of circularity aims to minimize waste and leakage by emphasizing a regenerative approach. This is in contrast to the traditional linear economy with its take, make, dispose model of production. How might the circular economy be implemented in Malaysia? Maria Antikainen is the principal scientist, VTT Technical Research Center of Finland. They were in to speak to the Breakfast Grill this morning. That's all coming up after the 1 o'clock news. My name is Rich Bradbury. On behalf of poor Jeff Sandu with his sore throat and Arvind Nuvaraj, this has been Enterprise Biz Bites. Have yourselves a nice break tomorrow. We'll be back the day after that. You've been listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.